Welcome to the Ding Game Podcast.
Each week, we will make fun stories for you by playing the Ding Game.
The Ding Game is a fun game that we play on trips, and you can too.
To play the game, one person tells a little bit of a story, then says ding. Another person adds on, and it goes on until the story ends.
We hope you enjoy this episode of the Ding Game Podcast. Once upon a time, there were two little girls that were ready for school to be over. They were ready for summer. In 2 weeks, it would be summer, and their mom signed them up for lots of summer camps. They were so excited. Ding!
Their mom had signed them each up for 3 different camps during the summer. She'd asked them for their input. The oldest girl was going to do art camp, tennis camp, and music camp. Ding!
The youngest girl signed up for art, basketball, and singing. Ding!
The first week of camp was the first week when they were out of school. They were so excited to meet camp friends and try new things. They both went off to their camps. And then when their mom picked them up at the end of the day, they both had so much information to share. Ding!
So their mom said, "Well, first of all, I got to ask you some questions. How was your art camp?" The girl said, "Well, it was really exciting." Ding!
We learned all kinds of cool things. And this week, we're going to make a giant art project that all the parents get to come see on the last day. We can't wait. And we met so many friends. This might be one of the best camps of summer. Ding!
The next week was not camp, but that week after that, they did have camp. The girls were so excited, and they were ready to go. Their mom put them in the car and then drove away. So the next camp was, ding,
was at the local gym. The older girl was going to do tennis, and the younger one was going to do basketball. They both knew a lot about tennis and basketball, so they were very excited to go to this camp and learn more and meet new friends who also enjoyed playing these sports. Ding.
So when they got there, they put down their bags against the window. The girls set off to where their camps were. A guy in a blue t-shirt told them where basketball was and where tennis was. Ding.
They both went off and had a lot of fun playing basketball and playing tennis. They were very hot and sweaty and tired by the end of the day, and they were really looking forward to going home to a nice air-conditioned house. They had fun, but sports camp was a lot of hard work. Ding.
So the week after that, they did not have camp, and the week after that, they did not have camp, but the week after that, they had their last camp, and in 2 more weeks, it was going to be school. Ding.
The last camp they went to was at the local music studio. The older sister went to music class, where she learned all about the history of music, how to play different musical instruments, and they put on a little musical performance. And the younger sister went to singing class, where she learned all about singing and different kinds of singing, like opera and jazz. And it was really fun. And it wasn't as hot or as tiring as sports camp, but it wasn't as creative to them as art camp. Ding.
So when they got home, they told their mom all about it, and then the week passed, and it was time for school. They got out of bed, they both brushed their teeth, they both took showers, they both put new fresh clothes on, they both ate eggs for breakfast, and they both put their backpacks on, put their shoes on, tied them, and walked out the door. Ding.
They were very excited to see their friends on the bus and to talk all about their summer adventures. They had done a lot of fun things that summer. They'd gone on vacations. They had a summer bucket list. But most of all, they went to 3 really cool summer camps. One of their friends asked them which camp was their favorite one. Ding.
The oldest kid said, "My favorite camp was tennis camp." The youngest kid said, "Well, my favorite camp was singing." Ding.
As she said singing, she grabbed her sister's tennis racket out of her backpack and began to use the end of it like a microphone. The whole bus thought this was hysterical, and everybody was laughing the entire way to school. The sisters were so glad that they had such fun, happy memories from camp, and that everyone was enjoying their stories about all the adventures that they had. But at the same time, they were excited to be back at school because they knew a lot of adventures lay ahead of them in the school year. Ding.
The next week, they had a school fair. The girls were really excited. They had a lot of fun, and they told everybody about their camp if they have not told them yet. Some people said, "Oh, I went to that camp, but I didn't see you there. I must have been there a different week." Or, "OMG, I went to a similar camp like that." And they would say also, "Oh, maybe I should try that camp next year. Sounds fun." Ding.
The girls were so inspired by everybody being excited about camp that they decided that during the fall break, they would run a mini camp for younger kids at their house. And they spent all fall working on it. They were going to invite 5 kindergartners to come to the camp, and they planned lots of really cool activities. Ding.
Eventually, they stopped going to camps and had camps at their house, and they invited more than 5 kindergartners. They invited 15 or 20, and it was so exciting, and it was so much fun, and they loved it so much. Ding.
They became excellent leaders and excellent camp runners, and everyone in the town wanted to attend their camps. Eventually, they bought a big farm so they could host all of their camps. And when they grew up, everyone loved to go to their camps and hear all of their stories about the camps from over the years. Ding.
The end. I hope you enjoyed listening to today's Ding Game podcast.